Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, what really did happen to our town's history museum? And, you know, a lot of people are asking that question as the town council considers options for selling the former library building that housed the old Chapel Hill Museum. And we're remembering, sadly, its closing. It was, July 11th, 2010. Someday, perhaps, we'll understand better how and why our town lost its museum 4 years ago. In the meantime, though, there is another history museum in town with a group of permanent exhibits that draw visitors from all over the world. And this museum is known as the North Carolina Collection Gallery. It occupies a suite of rooms on the main floor of the beautiful Wilson Library on the Chapel Hill campus. And if you don't know where it is, it's between the South Building and the Bell Tower. Easy to get to. Well, Linda Jacobson, who's the keeper of the gallery, gave me a tour recently, and we looked at permanent exhibits about Sir Walter Raleigh and the Lost Colony. We saw beautiful gold coins from the Beckler Mint and the U.S. Mint in Charlotte from the days before the California Gold Rush, when North Carolina was known as the Gold State. And there are displays of original Audubon prints and other works of other artists of natural plants and wildlife. But Linda told me that the most popular exhibit is Chang and Ying, which tells the story of the Bunker twins, the original Siamese twins, who moved to Surry County in North Carolina when they retired from show business. They married, had large families, and became the ancestors of many of today's North Carolinians. Well, while only a few hundred objects can be displayed in the relatively small space at any one time, the gallery has at least 22,000 different items in its collection, so there's a deep well that gives Jacobson the ability to curate several new and important exhibits every year. And the current exhibit is a wonderful one. It's called The Art of North Carolina Money, the stories behind the symbols, and it features almost 100 examples of money and tokens and medals. In the time before the Civil War, and even after the war for a time, various banks and institutions throughout the country issued paper money. It was all over the place, and counterfeiters were at work. So to counter the efforts of the counterfeiters, the bills typically featured various scenes and artwork. And so this exhibit celebrates a wide variety of that artwork as featured on the money. There's one bank note that interested me, issued by Boston Bank, and it featured a Santa Claus figure. And this bill was dated 1857, and the Santa Claus looks like our Santa Claus, but it was issued years before Thomas Nast began drawing his classic portrait of the jolly old elf. There's another one from Philadelphia in 1837, and Jacobson calls this one the Elvis note because the main figure looks a lot like Elvis Presley. There's no idea that they really did try to capture Elvis Presley before he was born. Civil War students will find a variety of North Carolina paper money items, including one that shows the young Civil War governor Zebulon B. Vance. Well, this exhibit continues until the end of September. Galleries open Mondays through Fridays 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 1, and Sundays 1 to 5. Of course, it's closed on state holidays, and so it's not open on this 4th of July weekend. But sometime this summer, when the campus is less crowded, it's such a good time to visit. And if you come, maybe I might just see you there. This is D.G. Martin.